velvet nearly jumped out of his skin when the hiss came in his ears, and he suddenly saw the pale eyes sticking out at him. "Who are you?" he said, thrusting his dagger in front of him.
"What is it? What is it, my precious?"
whispered Gollum, who always spoke to himself through never having anyone else to speak to. This is what he had come to find out, for he was not really very hungry at the moment, only curious. Otherwise, he would have grabbed first and whispered afterwards. I am Mr. Bilbo Baggins. I have lost the dwarves and I've lost the wizard, and I don't really know where I am, and I don't want to know, if only I can get away."
"What's it got in its hands?"
said Gollum, looking at the sword, which he did not quite like. "It's a sword, a blade, which came out of Gondolin." said Gollum. And became quite polite.
Perhaps he sits here and chats with it a bit, see, my precious. It likes riddles, perhaps, does it?"
He was anxious to appear friendly, at any rate for the moment, until he found out more about the sword and the hobbit, whether he was quite alone really, whether he was good to eat, whether Gollum was really hungry. Riddles were all he could think of. Asking them and sometimes guessing them had been the only game that he had ever played with other funny creatures sitting in their holes in the long, long ago, before he'd lost all his friends and had been driven away alone and crept down, down into the dark under the mountains. Very well," said Bilbo, who was anxious to agree until he found out more about the creature, whether he was quite alone, whether he was fierce or hungry, and whether he was a friend of the goblins. "You ask first," he said, because he had not time to think of a riddle. So Gollum hissed.
"What has roots, as nobody sees, is taller than trees? Up, up, up it goes, and yet never grows."
"Easy," said Bilbo. "A mountain, I suppose."
"Does it guess easy? It must have a competition with us, Precious. Yes, yes. If Precious asks and he doesn't answer, then we eats it, my Precious. If it asks us and we doesn't answer, then we does what it wants, eh? We shows it the way out, yes."
All right," said Bilbo, not daring to disagree, and nearly bursting his brains to think of riddles that could save him from being eaten.
Thank you very much for inviting us down here today. It's really an amazing event. Thank you, HarperCollins. Thank you, everyone. And it's lovely to see you all. And obviously, you know, we hope you come and enjoy the film. But as I say, more importantly, let's start reading these books. They're fantastic books. The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Perhaps start with The Hobbit's best way to start. We actually made the films the wrong way around. But it's a really beautiful book. Wonderful characters. So enjoy. All right, thanks very much.